Welcome back to Fat Man Talking Podcasts. As always, I'm your host Shane, and thanks so much for tuning in. Look, been a week or two since I hopped on for a podcast. I must say, very paranoid about my voice today. Sound a little funny, a little bit nasal. I think I'm getting a little bit of a cold, which, to be honest, really hits my pride because at the weekend I went out for a walk in the park, didn't bring a jumper. I was told, "You're gonna get a cold," and I said, "No. Doesn't happen to me. No, I'm invincible." And sadly, yeah, I'm turning into a little bitch mode at the moment where I'm like waking up in the mornings, a little bit of a sore throat, not feeling my best, giving out stink all day. You know, the usual standard chain behavior. But anyway, welcome back to the show. So, look, probably a week and a half thereabouts removed since I had any bit of an update for you. So, look, training wise, weight wise, everything, how's it been going? I'm going to be honest, after the last podcast, I tried probably for like 2 or 3 days where I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get back into this. I'm gonna get the train rolling again. I was gonna feel good, you know. The ultimate goal is still the ultimate goal. There's a huge amount of weight to shift, and in my eyes, it's a very important goal for me. But in saying that, look, it genuinely just didn't ramp up. I got lazy, and one of the main things I was trying to do was I was trying to run before I could walk, and it sounds a bit stupid, but it was just, I don't even know how you'd even describe it. It was just mayhem. Like, it was just absolute, just trying this, that, the other. Nothing really consistent, nothing staying to the point. And like, I had my plan, I've always had my plan, and I know when it'll work. You know, I know if I'm in a calorie deficit, if I'm exercising, if I'm getting my steps done, and I'm doing a few workouts a week, I know the way it'll come off. And the truth is I'm kind of humming and hawing, and I'm adding in all these extra things that don't need to happen. I'm probably too focused on the steps and stuff, and just overall, it just turns into a complete fucking disaster. So yeah, that's me anyway. So look, to be honest, I took the piss a bit. Far too many sweets and crisps and shit food, a few takeaways. It's just been an all around unproductive 2 weeks, and I knew it was just my mood. It just, I kind of let it control me. I let it control everything I was doing, and look, that's what I ended up with. Just lazy, plain fucking laziness. So yeah, what have I been doing the past few days? Look, the past few days I stripped it right back once again, and like, I'm thinking about the amount of times I have to restart, and it's really frustrating me. But luckily, not too much of my progress has disappeared, and thank God for that. But in saying that, a month ago I would like, if I was looking towards today, I would like to be in a lot more further along. And I suppose a lot of other people who probably try to lose weight on a regular basis and who maybe are like me and they're very stop start and they're not really focused when they're starting, or maybe they just lose their motivation for one reason or another. It's really hard to just get yourself motivated and back into actually just doing the right things. You tend to kind of overcomplicate it and turn it into a bigger mess than it is. But anyway, look, so the past few days I've gone for a few walks, taken the dog out, hitting my daily steps, started tracking calories again a bit more consistently, and just tried to take in less shit food. Outside of just keeping to that calorie deficit, the main thing I really wanted to focus on was kind of trying to shed the habit of leaning towards sweets or food for my calories. Sweets or food, fucking up. Sweets or like crisps and stuff like that for my calories, because it's one of the biggest things I do. You know what? I'll take up such a portion of my calorie budget just on fucking Kinder Buenos and shit food, and then I'll be sitting there starving, and then that's when I really want to hound for a takeaway. So it's all a knock-on effect, and it's never really great. So look, that's what I'm doing in the past few days, and it's working away. The weight's actually come down a small bit, which is nice, and really my focus is back, which is what I'm more worried about than anything else, because I think when your passion kind of goes out, and you know, that's the time where you need to keep working. And the truth is, when I kind of lost a bit of passion for a few days, I just stopped doing anything. You know, I got lazy. I let my mood control everything, and it just turned into a complete disaster. So the next week, it's plain and simple. Steps, calorie deficit, less shit food. I'm not saying it's completely banned, just less. And look, we'll see how it goes. So look, today's topic, I wanted to jump on, now that we're done the update, I'm sure you are all sitting on the edge of your seats going, "What's going to happen here?" Also, one other thing just to add to my little update. Back and foot are still at me, which is a bit of a disaster. But look, trying my best to just kind of work around it. You know, I can't be running too much; the foot's just too bad. But I can be walking. So walked a nice 10K today. Felt great, and it was good. You know, 10K done before kind of 2 in the afternoon. It's nice. Get out nice and early in the day, and then get back to work and get going. So I was very, very happy with that. Outside of that, the foot is just really swollen, the back is really tight, and they're taking a while to kind of heal up. Now the back, look, it's primarily down to an old injury I used to have, a little bit down to just the fact that I'm carrying so much weight, it's probably fucking pulling on it to the max. But look, we'll get back there, it's fine, it just takes a little time. And the important thing is that I'm not overstraining and I'm not doing anything that's gonna hurt it anymore. I'm just making sure I'm training to the point where I'm still burning calories, I'm still exercising efficiently, and I'm not taking the piss. Because look, what, like, maybe a lot of you probably have done this from time to time, but you'll go in and you tell yourself you're going to the gym, and really you're not. You know, you're going in, you're showing up, but you're not actually doing the work. And the point is really you're just killing 2 hours. You know, like saying you went to the gym or even showing up to the gym without the work, it doesn't make a difference. You might as well have been at home on the couch. Like, sure, you might have, you know, you might get a few 200 steps in on a treadmill or just something really small, and you'll convince yourself that that was enough, and you'll convince yourself it's better than nothing. And I suppose it is better than nothing. But at the same time, like, if you're going to show up, at least do the work. Outside of injuries, outside of being tired and everything. And look, recognize when you need to have a break. You know, I fucking recognize it way too much that I need a fucking break. I probably give myself 50 times more breaks than I need. And when I hear of people saying they don't recognize when they need a break, I just kind of laugh, because it's rare I feel that way. But look, recognizing an injury is a different thing. And it's important just to kind of give yourself that chance to recover, but at the same time still be doing something. Because when you're at a standstill, that's when you're probably at your weakest, and that's when you're going to go back to your old habits, that's when you're going to go back to your old foods, and that's when you're going to kind of fall down like I did the past few weeks. And like, as I said, I kind of feel like a broken record. You know, I'm coming on here and week after week I'm kind of saying, oh, I wanted to do this but I didn't, and I wanted to do this but I didn't. And the reason I'm actually documenting it, and the reason I'm kind of letting you all know exactly what's going on with me, is it's you know, it's an audio podcast. I could come on here and tell you I've lost 2 kg this week. I could come on and tell you I'm doing amazing, and that, you know, the weight loss is going great, and trying to motivate you all and get everyone really pumped and everything. But I mean, look, the truth is that if you're the person sitting there on the couch like me, and you've had a shit few weeks, and you're listening to me barrel on about how great I am and I never slip up, it's probably not going to do you any good. But look, maybe if you're sitting there and you're trying to lose weight like me, and maybe you've got a goal similar to me, or maybe you've just got different goals that you want to be motivated for, you'll kind of recognize the fact that we all fall off the horse. We all have these weeks where we're just maybe not in the mood to do it. And the important thing is just that, just to kind of get back on the horse and get and do something. It doesn't have to be anything major. It doesn't have to be, you know, go and run a marathon because you haven't ran in 2 weeks. But, you know, just maybe go for that run. Maybe just get stretched out, go for your run. And it doesn't have to be anything too much, but just enough to get a nice calorie burn, get your energy up. And, you know, I think that's the most important thing. But anyway, look, that's finally, for the second time, the end of my update. So look, this week I wanted to jump on to talk about a Netflix documentary I saw during the week, which, fuck, you know, I thought it was going to end with What the Health. And What the Health was, anyone who hasn't seen it, it's like a vegan documentary on Netflix that basically tells you, oh, I don't even know. There's so much. Basically, every food gives you cancer, and the only way you're going to survive is eating vegetables, and that you're basically, everyone's lying to you. The food industry is lying to you, and the pharma industry is lying to you, and everyone's working together against the people who love vegetables. And look, in a sense, look, I'm probably, there's a lot of truths to all of it. Like, but there's also truths to the fact of it's very, very hard to just stick to a just vegan diet, especially when you like meat and you want to be eating meat. And I've tried to eat vegan before. I've tried to eat vegetarian before. And I'm not saying it was the hardest thing in the world. I'm not saying it was the toughest or even, you know, the least tasty. I mean, like, I wouldn't say like my mood was overly impacted, but at the same time, did I want to keep doing it? No. And do I think having nice cuts of meat, like, you know, good healthy chicken breast from your butcher, or nice cuts of beef or steaks, do I think they're that bad for you? I don't in the scheme of things. Now, it depends on how often you're having them, how you're cooking them. I'm not a nutrition expert, but I mean, I go with how my body feels, and I know my body feels shit after a fucking crappy McDonald's burger. But, like, you know, if I get some nice burgers in the butcher and I cook them up, and maybe I skip the bun and I just have the burger, I've no complaints. I think it's tasty as fuck. And that's my choice. But look, the Game Changers documentary, it's gotten a lot of hype, it's gotten a lot of exposure. And I think the fact of the matter is, the reason it's gotten that is, I know it was released in cinemas for, I think there was one showing in Cork, and then I'm not sure about the rest of the world, but it was probably just small screenings for a small while, and then Netflix took over the rights. But the reason it's getting so much exposure is because it's there, it's being advertised on Netflix, it's free, Kind of everyone's probably watching for their own curiosities, the God honest truth. And same as myself, I decided, look, I'm going to give this a look, see how it goes. And I was just really fucking shocked, to be honest, at how much of a propaganda film it was and how much it kind of was so one-sided. It really shocked me. And look, the dude doing it, he seemed like a pretty cool dude. He seemed like, mad into martial arts, former UFC fighter. All around seemed like an awesome dude, don't get me wrong. But everything surrounding the film and kind of the facts they're trying to put out there, it's just, it was very interesting for me to see that, the angle they've taken. It's great that they want people to be healthy, and it's great that they're kind of, I suppose, pitching there from their corner. But like the idea that they're trying to make it seem like the vegan way is the only way, it's just kind of what shocks me. And I mean, like one guy in particular in the documentary, they had this kind of power lifter dude, strong man kind of dude. He was basically lifting a big metal yoke of a thing, walking back and forth 20 foot, and he was a beast of a fucker. And he basically went on to say, oh, everyone says you can't get this big from just being on a vegan diet, and you can't get this strong for being on a vegan diet. Really, really fair play to him. But like the one thing I'm gonna say here, and look, I don't have any proof of this, but the dude was definitely fucking taking shit loads of steroids. You can get really strong on a vegan diet. You can be healthy on a vegan diet. There's no saying you can't. But like the fact that this guy's pitching, it's like he's given half of what he's doing. Like, fair enough, you are putting in the work, you are training so hard, you are putting in huge amount of work, and no one has taken that away from this dude. But to kind of attribute it to being vegan is what I find most surprising. And one of the most interesting things I started reading up in the documentary, because I was, to be honest, like, look, there's a lot of high profile names involved in it. James Cameron, the director, is involved in it. Arnold Schwarzenegger was part of it, and he kind of funded it, or at least to a certain extent funded it. There's a lot of high profile names involved, and one of the most interesting things is actually before they released the film, they had to cut out a load of parts of the film because a good chunk of the people who took part in the documentary went back to eating meat before they could release the documentary because their health had suffered and it had deteriorated, and maybe they just wanted to go back to eating meat. But a few high profile sports people backed off from the documentary and didn't want to be part of it anymore. And sure, they could have included them, but it just would have brought more speculation to, I suppose, and more negativity to the documentary of why would the people have dropped out. So I watched this documentary and I'm thinking to myself, I'm a very impressionable guy. I'm seeing these guys go on about how healthy they are and how much they've improved and how much stamina they have and how fit they are. And there's an Olympic level cyclist, there's pretty much people from all walks of life in this documentary, and it would get you really pumped. And it's great to see sports people talking about their training and talking about their nutrition. And like, I've no issues with eating a few vegetables. I have no issues with wanting to eat healthy, and all power to people that are. But like my grievance with this documentary is it's just one-sided, and they're like, oh, I was this, I was that, I don't know, what would you call it? Like, I was sluggish, I wasn't as fast, I was getting older, and then I turned vegan and suddenly I was this machine. And like I went vegan for I think it was about 2 weeks, and like I would say there was no notable difference in how I was feeling. Like the only notable difference in how I was feeling was down to the fact that I just was eating less shit. That's the truth. When I was vegan, I didn't get the chance to eat fucking McDonald's. When I was vegan, I didn't get the chance to eat out as much. When I was vegan, I was eating a lot more vegetables that I should be eating anyway, on top of the meat that I'm eating and everything else. And the truth is like what it really was it was just me limiting my opportunity to eat shit food, and that's why I chose to do it. It was the idea that I wanted to just cut myself off from the source, like I wanted to cut myself off. If I don't eat any meat, then whether it's the chicken from the butcher or whether it's the KFC, I know I'm not going to have it. And like that's a lot of the reason that people become more successful on a vegan or vegetarian diet is because they're actually cutting themselves off at the source. If you're the person that's sitting there and you're having the McDonald's 4 or 5 times a week, that's totally great and good for you, but like that's all you're doing is you're just limiting your opportunity to go there. I mean, you could just easily tell yourself, look, I'm not going to eat those restaurants anymore, but I'll have a steak at home, and you'd probably have the same effects. And that's just the God honest truth, in my opinion. I suppose I'm trying to think back. When I was watching it, I just took a few notes, kind of thinking, what's going on here? So, I mean, the main takeaways I had it from it was that, fuck, there was all sorts, really. I mean, they had a lot of tests on football players. They had guys, they're showing you your blood and basically showing you what happens if you're eating meat the day before a game versus not eating meat. It's just not a very balanced argument. And the shit they were coming out with was really, really funny. It actually gave me a good chuckle. Like one of the tests they did was how many erections football players were getting on a vegan diet versus a regular diet. And apparently eating meat gives you less boners, but being vegan gives you a serious amount of boners, apparently. And yeah, the erection game goes up if you're vegan. This is how they were genuinely pitching it. And like I'm not faulting that science or anything, but it's pretty bloody funny that like this is the angle they're taking. My martial arts skills are apparently going to go up. There's talks of unlimited energy. Like, oh, I used to only be able to do the battle ropes for 10 minutes, and that got me my name on the board of my gym, and now I can do it for an hour. And look, if that diet is having that effect on that dude, fair play. I mean, look, that's great stuff. But like me, I'm a fat bastard. I'm trying to lose weight. But like, if I'm not enjoying my food, I'm never gonna fucking lose the weight. So from my perspective, like the idea of going vegan for weight loss or going vegan for that purpose strictly, it'll probably work for you to a certain extent because really all you're doing is you're just limiting yourself from having so much. And I'd say the same against the carnivore diet, you know? Sure, I mean, look, an excuse to eat steak all fucking day. Yes, please. An excuse to have a steak at every meal. Yes, please. I fucking love steak. But the idea that it's the only thing you should be eating, I really don't think so. I think it's all about balance. It's all about kind of just sampling everything. There's a reason we have so many different types of foods. There's a reason that they all make us feel a certain way. And there's also the fact of it's not unanimous amongst all people. And that's the thing, I think, another thing people need to realize. Like some of us really can't handle dairy. Some of us can. Some of us really feel sluggish after meat. Some of us don't. Some of us need a high carb diet, some of us need a low carb diet, and we all feel optimal at different levels and with different foods mixed in. It's not a one brand suits all, and it's the same way not like just being vegan or just being a meat eater. Like it's not saying that's going to benefit you 100%. And I think like the idea of saying like that going carnivore diet is going to make you lose the weight, it will make you lose the weight because all you're eating is meat. If you're in a calorie deficit, you're going to lose the weight anyway. And to top it off, then you're having a lot less carbs. You're probably having a lot less shit foods. And you're really just taking away so much. You know, like, all right, if I only eat meat, am I going to have a packet of crisps in the afternoon? No. Am I going to go through half a packet of biscuits? No. Am I going to fucking go to the shop and buy a load of chocolate and sit down and eat every single bar in the share box on my own? I'm fucking not because all I eat is meat. And like, the truth is if you're just eating meat, you have to cook the meat. The meat's always best fresh. You're not going to sit there cooking all day. It's not the same as, you know, at Christmas is a bowl of sweets on the table and you're just reaching back and forth and you're just eating and eating and eating and eating. And the truth is, it's passive. You know, if there's chocolate in front of you and it's there and it's easy and it's accessible, you're probably going to eat it, especially if you have a lack of willpower like me. Versus if I say, I can't eat that, I only eat meat. Yeah, sure, it'll probably cut me off at the source and that's great. Like, but like, is it the meat that's benefiting me, or is it just not having the shit foods? Is it just not having the chocolate? And the same way, is it being vegan that's benefiting me, or is it the fact that I can't go have my McDonald's? I can't go to the chipper. I can't have all these foods I want to have. And like it, even like the levels of extremism and the levels of activism that go on in this world is absolutely crazy. And I just think like you just need to have an approach where you're looking at everything from one, a scientific point of view and a factual point of view. Secondly, try whatever you want to try and see how you feel. But like, don't be fooled. Like, if you're an impressionable person like me, and you probably watch documentaries like What the Health, or you watch things like The Game Changers on Netflix, you're gonna probably come out of there thinking, "Fuck, should I try that? Am I gonna have a heart attack if I keep eating meat?" And like, when you're getting a bit tense that way, you know, it's definitely scary. It's definitely something you don't necessarily want to be exposing yourself to too much if you are impressionable, because the same way that you could watch that documentary and say, "Oh my God, I'm gonna go vegan," you could watch Dr. what's his name, Sean Baker, Sean Walker, whatever his name is. That dude is real, real pushing the carnivore diet, and you could be like, "Oh well, this is amazing. Look, it's gonna cure my like." I think Jordan Peterson said something like, "Oh, it cured his depression. He had unlimited energy. He doesn't need to sleep as much. Everything started getting better for him." And the same with his daughter said it cured an autoimmune disease. And like you have all these people are really pushing the carnivore diet. And I think that's just as bad, you know. I think what's wrong with just having a well-balanced diet? What's wrong with having a few eggs in the morning? And then maybe you want a salad for lunch. Maybe you don't need lunch that has meat in it. And then for your dinner, sure, maybe you want chicken fajitas. I just think fucking work away. Anyway, look, game changers. I don't know what you guys think. I don't know if any of you seen it. But from my point of view, it is a really unbalanced argument. It's intense the way they go about stuff in that world. And it shocks me the fact that they push this out and they give it the fancy title. And they you know what, like, look, the point I'll make is they're trying to act like these guys have an edge above everyone else. They're trying to act like these sports people are the best in the world. But like the football players they had in there, I'm not saying their game didn't improve, but is it just down to the fact that maybe they're eating less crap food? Is it just down to the fact that maybe they're feeling more focused, they're feeling more motivated, they're feeling more energized, and that's why they're playing better? Or is it just the fact that their coaching staff and their training facilities all are enabling them to play better? I mean, like, I'm not saying there's no vegans on the New England Patriots, but I'm just saying there's a reason this documentary couldn't get the bigger teams who were always winning on. And that's because within those teams, there's diversity. There's probably vegans, there's probably meat eaters, there's probably guys that eat fucking chicken nuggets all fucking day. And it's a serious variation of diet. And that's the best way to have it. Like, you and the guy next to you don't have to eat the same food. You and the guy you train with in the gym don't have to eat the same food. And there's certain foods that if you just cut them out of your life, you'll probably feel better for it. But it doesn't have to be a whole blanket ban. You know, the same way, look, I know myself I shouldn't be eating that many sweets. I know myself I should be limiting the amount of sugar I'm taking in because it doesn't make me feel good and I crave it and I get worse and worse. And the truth is I've said it a thousand times on this podcast, I'm the type of guy who has a teaspoon of Nutella and I wake up 4 hours later, I'm passed out, there's 10 empty jars next to me and I'm just covered head to toe, just thinking, what the fuck happened? I've just gone on a Nutella bender. And it's kind of like someone who's an alcoholic, you know. You're not going to leave yourself in the room full of whiskey if you're an alcoholic. The same, I'm not going to leave myself in a house full of Nutella because I know I'm going to eat it. And I know it's bad for me, and I know it tastes nice though, and I know I'm going to want to eat it if it's there. So yeah, look, that's all I'd say. Game changers. You should actually check it out. But please, I'm begging you, if you're someone who eats meat or if you're someone who is debating going vegan, just go at it, like, try to be as objective as possible. Go into it. And if you genuinely are thinking of going vegan, which I did think of doing, and I did for 2 weeks, went vegetarian after that, and then just kind of went back to my normal diet after that. Please, please take your time with it. Don't put yourself under any pressure. Don't fucking advertise it so you feel like you have to do it forever just because you told people you're going to be vegan from now on. Don't succumb to the pressure. Do it for as long as you feel it's benefiting you. Do it maybe just to assess how it makes you feel, and vice versa with the carnivore or anything else. But look, fucking, you know yourself that just a healthy, balanced diet is probably going to do you a whole lot better. Like, we all have certain foods that we can't eat and we shouldn't eat. We all have certain foods that make us feel good or bad. And just if you can recognize that, whatever camp they fall in, just go with that. Go with how your body feels. Go with what makes you feel most energized. And don't be taking the piss and listening to Netflix documentaries. Do your research. Like, if you're really serious about it, go see a nutritionist. Do it right. Don't just be like, oh, I'm gonna fucking bowls of rice all day, every day, and that's it. You're not gonna have a well-balanced diet. You're not gonna feel good. And sure, you'll be cutting out some of the bad stuff, but it won't do you like loads and loads of good. I just don't think it's worth your time. So yeah, that's all I'll say. Fucking hell, this cold is really, really ragging on me. Just feeling rough as fuck. Sniffling and all on the podcast, just disgraceful. God love your ears, people. I'm sure you're sitting at home just saying, why is he doing this to us? Why is he subjecting us to this awful, awful sound of his sniffling? And you'd be right, you know, I'm a bastard, really, aren't I? Just terrible. So yeah, look, please do check it out. And if you do check it out, let me know what you thought of it. And please don't succumb to the fucking propaganda in that film though. Just take a look at it, see it for what it is, and sure, take your own opinions from it, but please do your research, people, because it's such a one-sided argument, and it's just crazy. Like, it just, the only thing I can compare it to is like an article in Men's Health, and they get a guy like Dwayne The Rock Johnson on, and they get The Rock's workout for Hercules, or The Rock's workout for whatever movie he's doing at that time, and they say these five core exercises will get you to turn into The Rock. And like, if you're the kid who's 16 sitting at home and you're maybe too skinny or maybe you're too fat and you're thinking, yeah, I want to look like The Rock, well, first of all, you're going to need some serious Polynesian genes. You're going to need a good, healthy background of people who were very fit and very strong. then you're going to need probably serious amounts of all the steroids. Just take every single one. And then on top of that, you're also going to need years and years and years of training. You're going to need serious dedication. Like, it's not these five exercises that are going to make a difference. Like, if you look at The Rock's Instagram, The Rock's a fucking beast. The Rock puts in the work, whether he's on steroids or not, and he's never fucking confirmed if he is or not, even though I'm fully sure he is. The dude's a beast, and no one can take that away from him. But, like, don't be reading a Men's Health article and going, oh, well, if The Rock does these five exercises, I'm going to do it, and I'll look like The Rock. I fucking did that. I remember after that first Thor film came out, and I bought the Men's Health article Men's Health magazine with Chris Hemsworth on it, and I looked and I said, oh, Chris Hemsworth does these 10 exercises to look like Thor. I never considered the fact that he also was in a calorie deficit and he was just eating fucking chicken breasts and he was probably starving himself half the time to get that ripped for the topless scenes, but whatever. I'm like, oh, if Chris Hemsworth can do that, I'll do that. So I go to fucking Brookfield and I'm eating, or sorry, and I'm training with those 10 exercises for like 10 weeks and I'm like, I'm still fat, I'm still not feeling any better, I'm not feeling much stronger. And like the truth is, I probably should have been following the diet rather than the fucking training regime. Had I just done my simple basic training regime, I'd have probably been better off. Yeah, rant over. Look, watch the film, see how you get on. Don't go too extremist in any different direction. And as always, I am the Fat Man talking. Check me out on Instagram, listen to the podcast, which you're obviously doing now, and thank you so much for making it this far. Tell your friends about the podcast. If you fancy it, share the podcast out in your Instagram story. Share it out on Facebook. I don't care where you share. Tell the people at Mass for all I care. People from Mass are very sound. Maybe they'll listen too. But I just want to get the listenership up. I know week on week it's been growing and it's been fantastic. The response to these solo series about weight loss have been fantastic and I really, really appreciate it. But please go out and spread the word. You know, you'll be doing me a favor. Maybe it'll benefit some other people. Maybe it'll entertain some people. God fucking knows. But I know I'll appreciate it. So thanks, people. That's everything from me. Another podcast done. I put out a post on Instagram the other week that basically said I came up with four podcast ideas, and I did. And that's basically because I don't want to be discussing the same things every week. And I don't want to just be discussing trying to lose weight and failing and giving out and wallowing in self-pity. So I'm trying to come up with different diverse topics to discuss on the podcast, and this is just one of those. There'll be a few more in the next week or two. I'm going to try release out probably four episodes in the next 2 weeks from now. So look, enjoy. Thanks so much for checking it out. I'll talk to you all soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.